Arizona Public Schools will not receive any new money for police officers on campus, counselors, and social workers in August. This is despite $20 million in new dollars in funding for school safety in Arizona's budget. So from KJZZ's education desk, Mariana Dale is here to explain why. Good morning, Mariana.
Morning.
Okay, so we know Arizona has a grant program that pays for police officers on school campuses, but that program has a wait list because there hasn't been enough funding in the past. How could this money have helped them?
Well, Department of Education staff proposed giving $8.9 million to those 87 waitlisted schools so they could actually hire those police officers that they had wanted to hire last year. The rest of that $20 million would have paid for every single school in the program to also hire a counselor or a social worker. In all, that's more than 200 schools that would have gotten new counselors, social workers, police officers, or some combination of the three.
Okay, so why didn't that happen?
Well, there was a concern that the board was really rushing spending this money. So they voted to fund the original program as it was, schools that were already getting the money or planning to get the money, still getting that money. And this is how board member Michelle Kay explained it at the meeting.
The funds are there, but because they're there doesn't mean we need to expend them so quickly without a solid process.
And I'm going to try not to get too technical or boring, but essentially the school safety program is in the middle of a 3-year cycle right now. So it's a really big lift to create a totally new program to spend this money in just a few months. This proposal to spend it on those waitlisted schools was a workaround. Superintendent Kathy Hoffman was actually the only one that supported this workaround, though. She said it was because of the urgency she's seen in schools to address this issue.
While I completely respect the idea that we want to have a process and due diligence, it also makes me really anxious to sit on $23 million that could be put towards school safety in the meantime.
Okay, so I understand you took a field trip to learn more about how this is going to affect schools not using this money. What did you hear?
Yeah, so on Monday, I sat down with Wilson Elementary School Principal Cindy Campton.
We have about 650 students, and we're located on 29th Street in Fillmore. So right in the heart of Phoenix.
Wilson Elementary is also one of those schools that was on that wait list we talked about, and they won't be seeing a school resource officer next year.
And to find out that the money is now there and is going to sit there for at least half the year, it's just, I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Campton even tried to pay for a school resource officer through crowdfunding last year,
wow.
But they couldn't raise enough money. And before that, they had had a cop on campus for almost 20 years. So she's really familiar with what a difference having a school resource officer can make.
One of the misconceptions out there with having SROs on campus is that they're here to arrest kids. It's actually the exact opposite. SROs are here to educate kids, and they're very proactive.
How have things changed on the Wilson Elementary School campus in the last year?
The principal says they've had to call police more frequently since they no longer just have an officer on campus already. These aren't necessarily all arrests, but it's things like marijuana and alcohol on school campus, trespassing, and then there's also some mandatory reporting they have to do, like for child abuse. Mm-hmm. School staff, students, and parents are often waiting hours for police to arrive, and that's because the police there are pretty busy. The area where the school is located is known for having the most concentrated number of homicides in the county.
Hmm. Okay, so what happens now? When will Wilson Elementary and every other school that needs the money for a school resource officer, for that matter, counselor or social worker, when will they have a chance to get one?
We'll see. The Board of Ed meets again on August 26th, and staff at the Department of Ed have been told to use all possible resources to create that new application. Governor Doug Ducey's office sent me a statement saying they really want this done as soon as possible.
All right. That's KJZZ's Mariana Dale. Mariana, thank you for your reporting on this.
You're welcome.